I am beginning now with Perek Zion, Tehillim Zion. This starts off a little bit differently than the other Perakim, and there's no Mizmar in this, at least in the first Pasuk. Shigoyan LeDavid. That's a question exactly what Shigoya means. It's a many of the commentaries have different ways of looking at this. The Targum says it means a explanation of praise. If a Rashi refers to it as an error for David. Asher shar l'Hashem, that he sang to Hashem, al divrei chush Benyamini, on the problems, on the breaking of Chush Benyamini. Now, it's an interesting way of calling King Shaul, Cush Benyamini, because he was from the Shevet Binyamin, and a Cush is a black person who stands out among white people. And when the Chazal refer to Cush many times, they refer to something as beautiful. The beauty of King Shaul was outstanding. And it was a mistake for King David to pray against Shaul HaMelech. And he recognizes this. And Chazal tells us that King Shaul, he was no simple person. He ate chulin, al Taharas HaKodesh. That means that whatever he ate had to be ritually clean, generally something reserved for the Kahanim. He kept that. And he says, he had Oz Usoshia. And Soshia, the Medrash tells us, is referring to Torah. And Oz is referring to Torah. It says Hashem Oz Lamo Yitain, and it says that why is it called Soshia? Because Ismateshes Kocho Shel Adam, it drains the energies of a person, because he learns it with such intensity and vigor. So the Midrash says that on this type of person you should pray against. And we do find in other Perakim and Tehillim, which we'll get to at a later point, God willing, that whatever David said against his enemies backfired against him. And we are told that a person should be very wary of three things, and he should be very wary of calling justice upon himself. There are three things a person should not do. One is kirin atui. A person should not walk under a leaning wall and say, oh, well, I have all the good deeds, and I'm guaranteed that I'm good. I can stand up in justice. I don't need any chesed from God. My deeds are so great, I can walk under a leaning wall, and nothing will happen to me. Well, I wouldn't exactly try it, because that is one thing that brings down the Hashem opens the book. And when Hashem opens the book, nobody is found to be clean. Another is Iyun Tefillah. A person should not rely on his davening and feel, I am so great that my davening will be accepted. A third thing a person should do is Mosa Din Al Chavero. A person should not say, well, that person did me wrong, So I don't have to get even with him. God is going to take care of him. God is going to be on my side, and he knows I'm right, and God is going to punish that person. Well, it's not a very good idea to tell Hashem what to do, because then Hashem opens that person's book and says, aha, you're telling me to do justice. Let's see your book. Is your book clean? And we really don't need Hashem to open our books, because they are not clean at all. Therefore, David is praying to Hashem that these thoughts and expressions he said about King Saul were not out of hatred or malice. They were just out of self-defense. Hashem, Elokai, Pasuk Beis, B'cha Chasisi, in you I rely. Hoshieni, help me. Mikol Rodfai, from all my people who chase me, Hatzileni, and save me. Pen Yitro Ka'aryeh Nafshi, for I fear that they will rip me apart like a lion. There's no hope. Porek Ein Matz Vein Matzil, he rips apart, he breaks. There's no one can save a person from that. Hashem Elokai, Emasisi Zos, if I did this with a bad intention, did I have any sin in my hand? Did I do it with malice against King Saul? Im Gamalti Shalomi Ra, did I pay those people who did me good evil? Or did I undress my enemy for nothing? It's referring to when he cut the part of the tzitzis of King Saul's coat to let him know that he was there and he could have killed him and he didn't. Did I do with malice? Then if I did, Yiradov Oyev Nafshi, then let the enemy chase me. V'yaseg V'yirmos La'aretz Chayoi, then let him crush me and put me to the earth. U'chavodi in my honor Le'ofar Yashkein Sela, to the dirt I should stay forever. Kuma Hashem, arise Hashem, ba'apecha. He must say, ba'avros tzoroi, and take up, because of the anger of those people who are your enemies, for ura elai, and turn to me, mishpat tzivisa, the mishpat, the judgment that you commanded. Adas umim tzavaveka, and the nations and the groups surround you. So we ask, how could they surround Hashem? Because if a person attacks the Jewish people, it's just as if he's attacking Hashem. Valecha lamaram shuva, and because of you, you caused your Shekhinah to go up. So we have many explanations of this pasuk, and one explanation that would fit with our derech, with our path, is that show the world from on high your koach, your power. Hashem Yadin Amim, Hashem judges the nation. Shafteni Hashem, judge me Hashem, Kitzitki, because of my correctness, Kusumi Allah, and my properness. That's why you should show your power, because I did the right thing, and Hashem should help me. Yigmar no ra Rishayim, destroy the evil of the evildoers, usachonein tzaddik, and set out the correct one. Ubochen libos akloyos alehim tzaddik, because you know, Hashem, the heart and the kidneys and the thoughts of the tzaddik, because you are the tzaddik. Magini al Elokim. My protection is with Hashem. Moshia Yishre Lev. He helps those people straight of heart. Elokim Shofet Tzadik. Hashem judges the tzaddik. Vekel Zoem B'chol Yom. And Hashem gets angry every day. There is a time when Hashem gets angry due to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and due to the fact that the Risham have taken over, and due to the fact that the Jewish people are in exile, and the nations of the world are sitting pretty and enjoying themselves. So, David HaMelech is speaking to the Rishayim, to the evil ones. He tells them, Im lo yashuv, if the Rasha, if the evil person does not do tshuva, does not repent, Charbo yiltosh, then God sharpens his sword, Kashto darach, he pulls his bow, Yichoneneha, and he makes it straight for the Rasha. And interesting, we are told, this is Kashto darach. Darach means to step on, because the bows were very heavy, and they needed to be pulled with tremendous strength to get the arrow in it. So they would put the foot on the bow and pull up the cord, the string, to put the arrow on it. Below, and to the Rasha, to him, Heichen Kalei Mavis. Hashem has prepared the instruments of death, Chitzav, his arrows, the Dolkim, for those people who chase after with wild frenzy, Yifal, he makes for them. Hine, behold, Yechabel Oven. Now, Rashi explains, the word Yechabel is referring to the birth process, the pangs of birth. However, the Targum, Yonis ben Uziel, explains, he says, Yitzta'ar, which means to be uncomfortable. So, Hine, behold, Yechabel Oven. When somebody commits a sin, he is hurt by it, just like the word chabala. He is pained by the sin. Vahara amal. And just like a person becomes pregnant with sin, well, just as we have a pregnant woman who is pregnant and is expecting and expects something nice to come out of the process, instead, this is hara amal. This is pregnant with sin, the yalad, and the result is shaker, is lies. What do you get from sin? Nothing. The Chazal tell us that when Noach made the teva, made the great ark, only animals who were pairs could come in the ark. Now, if you had a pair, it could come in. Those animals who mixed bread were not allowed in the teva, in the ark. Well, after a while, they had all the animals in the ark, and one other being wanted to come in the teva, and that being was called Sheker, lies. Lies wanted to come in to be saved for the future generations. So Lies walks up, Sheker walks up to the teva, and he says, excuse me, but I'd like to go in. So the people in charge of the teva, we're told the teva itself said, well, where is your, where's your pair? Where's your partner? So he said, I don't have a partner. So they said, well, you can't come in. So Lies, feeling very dejected, said, is there anything I can do? So Lies was told that if he would go out and find a partner, then he would be able to come into Teva, into the ark. So Sheker went around his merry way trying to find a partner. And he comes across Pas, which is the loser, loss. Somebody loses something. So Sheker said to Pas, Pas, hey loser, I'd like to go on the Teva. Would you like to be my partner? So loser said, listen, Lies, I'll make a deal with you. I'll go into the Teva, but anything that you gain from your lies, you have to lose to me. So Sheker had no choice. He said, okay, let's go into the Teva. So Sheker and Pachas, Lies and Loser, went into the ark. Came time to come out. Lies, Sheker was on his way out of the Teva, and Lies says to him, and Loser said to him, where are you going? He says, well, I'm going out to the world to spread my lies. So Loser said, well, how about me? He says, well, I don't want you. He says, well, that was the deal. Anything that you gain, you have to give over to me, to loss. So from then on, the Sheker, Lies, and Pas, the Loser, were partners. To illustrate that nothing is gained by lies, and nothing is gained by doing sin. It's just a lot of amal, a lot of averus, and they just give birth to nothing. You get nothing from the lies. And you can tell that we see that a liar has to have a good memory. My father, Olav Shalom, said that. He said, listen, a lie has many different faces. Truth has only one face. Var kara vayechap rehu. The Russia digs a pit for someone, and he makes it real deep because he wants it to be good, to trap his adversary. The result, v'yipol b'shachas yifol. And he falls himself in the pit that he created. But it's interesting to note that a bar is a pit. Kara means to dig, v'chapreo means to dig again. So the Pasuk should have said, bar kara v'chapreo. The yipol b'bar yifol. Why does it change it to shachas? Because shachas means different than a bar. A bar is a physical hole in the ground. Shachas means death and destruction. So while a person feels he's only digging a pit, he's really digging his own destruction. Yashuv amolo v'rosho. The avera comes back to him, just like we see by Haman Arosha. V'al katkado, and on his head, chamoso, his cheating, or his stealing, yered, goes down. Oda Hashem ketzitko. I will praise Hashem according to his correctness. Azamra Shem Hashem Elyon. And I will sing to the name of Hashem, which is high. And that really brings us into the next parak, which is Lamenatzeach Alagitis, which is a song on the destruction of the enemies, which is Edom. Because when you have the praise of Hashem Elyon, then the praise works to affect the change down here in this world as well.